on. So it looks like we've got the three commissioners. So I'm going to call our meeting to order today on December 3rd, 2024. We got our packet on Friday. Thank you, Twee. And so the first item is approving the minutes from November 19th. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
I so move.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any friendly amendments, comments, or questions about the minutes? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving our minutes, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. So the next item on our agenda is the loan portfolio. And we have 10 loans at a little over $19 million. So it is a large loan package today. I move to approve the loans.
I second.
Thank you, Josh. I will hand it over to Rich, who will walk us through the loans that we're reviewing today.
Thanks, Sarah. Let's do that walkthrough. Loan number one is to the city of Wauwatosa for some road work, which is a common purpose of ours. Then we have three loans to the city of Green Bay. The first, the total $8.5 million. The first three, or the first two, are for infrastructure, and then there's a pass-through loan for the developer of a new public market in Green Bay. These requests are all within the city tax incremental districts, and the city has already let us know that they may pay off one or more of these loans next year, depending on what rates might be available when they undertake their annual 20-year note borrowing. Then down to number five, we have the Village of Mount Horeb. This is a loan that the board approved on August 20th, and the village is now reapplying because we had offered a lower interest rate than we did back when the original loan was approved. Then loan number six to Forestville is for road work again. Then the Village of Walworth in loan number seven is making some capital purchases, including squad cars, you know, radio system for police, fire, and EMS, and some public works equipment. Loan number eight is to the town of Janesville for fire protection. The town of Janesville contracts with the city for their fire protection, and this is their annual payment to the city. And we've been financing this contract for several years now. Then loan number nine is to the town of Climate, again for road work. And then the city of Cudahy in the final loan, this is a development incentive for a project that includes 78 apartments and about 4,000 square feet of commercial space. Does anybody have any questions on these loans?
None for me, Rich. Thank you.
Yeah, that's all I've got. Thank you.
Any questions for Rich? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loan portfolio today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved, and there's no old business and there's no new business, so we'll just hand the mic back over to Rich for his Chief Investment Officer's report.
Thanks, Sarah. Not much today. I just wanted to inform the board that the investment committee last week approved commitments from both the Common School Fund and the Normal School Fund to the Nuveen U.S. Cities Retail Fund, which is a fund, a private open-ended fund that invests in grocery-anchored strip malls, well-located, well-positioned strip malls. And that is one sector of the real estate market that we believe has a bright future over the next few years, and one that we have underrepresented in our current portfolio. And so we're bringing our portfolio back up to more towards a market, and we think that this commitment will do that. Does anybody have any questions?
Thank you, Rich. The Executive Secretary's report.
Actually, I've got nothing to report this week, so I'm going to get you out of here early.
Well, thanks, Tom. I do have a report, so I'll just take Tom's time. So just a few things I want to follow up from last week. So we announced the $70 million distribution from the Common School Fund for the 2025 school year. One of the things that were shared with us is how schools want to be notified earlier so they can plan accordingly. The more time that we are able to provide librarians and their tech teams, the more time they can make sure to fully optimize these funds. And so a letter was sent to not only DPI, but to all the kind of school librarians to let them know that this was coming so they can plan accordingly. And then, as I mentioned at our last meeting, we've been working with WMTA, who represents the public school librarians, on how we were going to do our kind of press release announcement on this record-breaking distribution. They have come back to us and asked if we would do this in southeastern Wisconsin. A lot of their leadership and members are in kind of the greater Milwaukee area. And so we are right now identifying the specific school, but it will be the week of December 16th. And as soon as I know that information, I will make sure, I will not wait for our next meeting. I will make sure to send it to the commissioners so we can coordinate as needed. So that we're just waiting for WMTA to kind of finalize, but they have Milwaukee on the sometime during the week of December 16th for the announcement. Any questions on the Common School Fund distribution, the announcement?
None for me. Thanks for that, Sarah.
Hi, John.
Sarah,
yep.
Did you have any idea what kind of like part time of the day that event was going to be on the 16th, week of the 16th?
I wish I knew, John. I mean, because we're doing it in a school, we have to work around the school's schedule and what best fits them. So we left it open to be as flexible. So as soon as we know, I will make sure to share.
Just checking. I'll just try to keep it as open as I can.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thanks for being flexible. And then just the kind of last item I wanted to share with the commissioners is that Tom and I yesterday attended a kind of an overview session from one of our venture funds. One of the things that we've worked on with our investment strategy is making sure that part of the diversification has venture investments, and the venture funds have been, whenever we can make it possible, Wisconsin based and supporting Wisconsin companies. And that's something that we've been very proud of in our ability to do. And so this was, they're sharing information and work that they have done here in Madison. It's Ventures Investors are based in Madison. And it was just a really unique opportunity to meet with some of the startups that we have kind of indirectly been supporting that are working right here in Madison and bringing jobs while also bringing some pretty impressive and important healthcare solutions. So it was great to hear and see that work and know that it's what we would all say, a win-win-win, when we can use capital to support Wisconsin's economy while at the same time those earnings help our public schools. So it was really great to see that. And Tom, I don't know if you have any other things you want to insight to share from last night's event.
I think Sarah hit the highlights. It was nice to be able to have offline chats with some of the other stakeholders in the venture capital world, because not only were there other investors like us, the folks from WARF were there, but also some of the companies that the funds were invested in. And so you got a little bit deeper dive on some of the stuff going on there than we would normally get. And also some of the things that may be coming down the pike. So I greatly appreciated the chance to have those conversations.
Thanks, Tom. That's it from my report. Any questions from the commissioners? Are there any future agenda items? All right, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
I'll second.
All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Our meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody, and have a wonderful week.
Have a good week, everyone.
See you guys.
Take care.